Call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is Wednesday, January 29. It's 1:50 p.m. Before we begin, I want to thank Jordan May, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Madison Truitt from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Ledoux, Representative Drummond, Representative Stutes, Representative Shaw, Representative Eastman, and myself, Representative Clayman. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 142, Native Organizations VPSO and TANF Program, sponsored by Representative Christ Tompkins. This is the third hearing of the bill in the Judiciary Committee. Our office did not receive any amendments to House Bill 142, but I know there may be a few outstanding questions. I'm going to go around the room and see if anyone does have questions. I'll note for the committee members that we have one person that's, I believe, online. Ms. Crayley, are you online?
Yes.
Okay. So Stacy Crayley, the Attorney General from the Department of Law that is in charge of providing advice to the Health and Human Services Department, is online for questions. Are there questions from the committee? Representative Ledoux.
I still had that question that I had the other day about how it was that the department had identified a problem and then you'd worked with the department to solve the problem, but that the department had no position on the bill. And I wanted an explanation for that because that just struck me as somewhat odd.
Ms. Crayley, did you hear Representative Ledoux's question?
I did, Mr. Chairman.
Please answer.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Stacy Crayley, Chief Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law. Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, the issue that arose a few years ago with respect to the application by Central Council for Tribal TANF Services, as I think Ms. Caesar testified to in the earlier meeting, was identified about 3 years ago. And I worked with Ms. Caesar and other attorneys representing Central Council in identifying the issue and coming up with possible solutions. What had been decided was that they would seek a legislative fix to this issue where they are not a nonprofit so that they could be eligible for these funds and we wouldn't have this technical violation with the statute. The position of the administration is not so much that we don't support this. The position is that there's a number of different ways to solve this problem and we don't have a preference on how the problem is fixed.
Follow up?
What has been proposed by this amendment does solve the problem. What we're interested in is solving the problem, not in in presenting a position on which solution is the preferable solution.
Well, is there any solution that you think is a better solution?
Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, one of the solutions was discussed in a prior meeting this week where Central Council evaluated whether or not to become a nonprofit, and I think as Ms. Caesar testified, that was not an appropriate business decision for the organization. Another option would be to amend the statute differently by clearing up the issue with respect to tribal and tribal organizations who apply on behalf as tribal organizations versus organizations who apply as a nonprofit, which would mean an amendment to particularly a slight amendment to paragraph 13. There really isn't a preferable solution. There's just a number of different ways to get to the fix that is necessary because of the technical problem with the statute as it's currently drafted.
I don't know. I still don't understand why, if this is the solution and you've worked with the sponsor in order to solve the problem, why you wouldn't just say, yeah, we support this. I mean, I just kind of don't get it.
Ms. Crayley?
Through the chair, Representative Ledoux, as I think you're aware, the administration doesn't take positions on a number of different legislative proposals that have been presented. What I can say is that we do think the bill, the legislation, or the statute needs to be amended, this is a way to amend it, and this would solve the technical violation.
Representative Eastman, I'm going to follow up that I'll get to you, Ms. Crailey. Is it correct to say that the solution that is now represented by Representative Christ Tompkins' bill, House Bill 142, does the department believe that this solves the problem successfully?
Mr. Chairman, it does.
And you're not suggesting any other changes to the statute for this? I mean, at some level, Clinton and Hyde, a central council, got Representative Christ Tompkins to introduce this bill, and that appears to be their preferred solution, even if it's not the department's preferred solution. You don't see any reason why we shouldn't approve this as solving the problem?
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
And that's the position of the administration as well, that they're not suggesting picking up any of the other solutions. They're fine with us going forward with this solution.
Mr. Chairman, that's my understanding.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you. Ms. Crailey, I was wondering, is it your understanding that this bill, as currently written, would not open the door to other organizations aside from this particular organization to take advantage of this change in statute?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, I do not believe so. As Ms. Caesar testified, and I agree with her analysis, there is a very narrow category of individuals who are eligible for tribal TANF dollars, and now those individuals are limited through federal statute. So adding an additional framework of individuals to come in would probably require federal legislation. And because of the way the statute is crafted, it's a very narrow statute to address eligibility for a very particular program, tribal TANF dollars. Therefore, it's a very narrow statute and would not have the changes to this statute wouldn't have a broader application outside of this particular program. But I think if anybody else wanted to participate in the tribal TANF program, and not all of the individuals that are listed in the statute participate in tribal TANF, you'd have to fix the federal statute before we could come in and authorize additional programs to participate.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Ms. Crailey or anyone else in the room? Hearing and seeing no one. May I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move version 31-LS0535-G of HB 142 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 142 moves from committee unanimously. I would ask members of the committee to please stay long enough to sign the committee report that will be starting to circulate. With that, we will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting was scheduled for Friday, January 31st at 1:30 p.m., but due to absences from multiple members of the committee, we will be canceling Friday's meeting. Therefore, on Monday, we will take up House Joint Resolution 15, Constitutional Amendment, votes needed to override veto, sponsored by Representative Christ Tompkins. It feels like he's trying to make this his home away from home. We will be hearing that under bills previously scheduled and heard. And with that, we will stand adjourned. It is now 1:59 p.m.